Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
NFL writer for The Athletic, Mike Jones, joins us. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you so much for joining us. Yesterday in Chicago was a wild day. We'll start with Justin Fields. Did you think that he made a mistake by admitting coaching has been an issue with him and how he played?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on what his motives were. Was he trying to shove his second-year head coach onto the hot seat or trying to get the attention of the general manager or send a message to his coach? Then if that was the goal, then he achieved that. I do think, though, that regardless of whatever issues he has with Matt Eberflus, that he probably caused more harm than good. I don't know if they had had conversations about that particular topic times before and it wasn't being heated or what, but now it's a distraction. They already have a really tall task in beating the Chiefs, and so now you've got guys having to wonder, okay, what's going on with the head coach and with their quarterback? And it's just, it wasn't something that was needed, I don't think, if you were trying to prepare to win a game. He can have that thought in his head. He can have conversations behind closed doors, but when you put him on blast like that, and then you know he tried to walk it back, saying, oh, I'm not blaming anybody. I need to play better point blank. But it already was out. You can't put it back in the jar.
Do you think it's more of an issue with Justin Fields or the coaching staff?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with their meetings and the discussions that they have. I don't know if there is overcoaching or, you know, there are some coaches that they try to, when the headset's on and going into the helmet of the quarterback, they try to give him as much information as possible. Hey, look out for this, look out for that. You know, this might happen in addition to the play call. And sometimes that can cause guys to think a little too much. You've got to find a good balance between equipping and then also letting a guy play freely. And I don't know, you know, if that is the case or if, you know, it's pretty balanced, but it's just more complex than what Justin Fields is used to. That's stuff that only Justin Fields and the Bears coaching staff know.
Mike Jones from The Athletic covers the NFL and joins us this morning here on the DA Show. The Justin Fields story is the bigger story from a popularity standpoint, but having a defensive coordinator resign in the middle of the season after an alleged raid on the team facility and his home might be a bigger story, and that was Alan Williams. What do you make of that part of the Bears' week?
Yeah, again, it's another distraction that they didn't need. We don't know what the reasons, what exactly are going on, you know, waiting for details and everything like that. But look, they're about to prepare to play the defending Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs, and you have your quarterback in a spat with the head coach. You have the defensive coordinator dealing with all kinds of stuff, whether off the field and in his personal life. And you already were leading the league in points allowed, and I think you're like third or fourth in yards allowed. So just a really bad recipe if you are trying to have a go out and have a successful outing this Sunday.
You wrote a really interesting piece about the failures right now of Deshaun Watson after that Monday night blunder. And I'm wondering, when you look at what's broken with Deshaun Watson, what do you circle first and foremost?
You know, as we talked about, you know, thinking too much, that's what I was told, you know, by some people in the organization. Feel like, look, he's overthinking. He's trying too hard to be great, trying too hard to be perfect. I know that he has high expectations for himself, and I know that having that contract, that $230 million fully guaranteed contract, is weighing on him, and he feels like, hey, I've got to live up to this thing. And so I think that he's probably a little self-sabotaging as he tries too hard to be great.
Is there a fix to that that's just beyond Deshaun Watson getting out of his own head? I mean, is there something Stefanski can do, the offense can do, the team can do, or is this just simply in Deshaun Watson's head and he either gets out of it or not?
Well, you would like to think that, hey, you know, if they could take the ball out of his hand some, run the ball some more and things like that, but they just lost Nick Chubb. And so now the load, the workload, the pressure only intensifies for Deshaun Watson. And I do think that most of this is something that he has to do. He has to simplify things. He has to be like, okay, look, I know where my reads are. If they aren't there, I'm going to take off and run. We see him holding the ball too long. We see him hesitating. Looks like he's second-guessing himself. He's just got to play more freely. And then I think, you know, take what the defense gives you, and it will come to him.
Mike Jones from The Athletic covers the NFL. Speaking of offense that stuck in neutral, in Pittsburgh, fans want Matt Canada out. Do you see the issues with the Steelers' offense being coaching or Kenny Pickett?
Maybe a little bit of both. You have a young quarterback, and so you really do have to make sure you give him all the tools to succeed, that you are coaching him up. We knew coming out of the draft, a lot of people thought that maybe Kenny Pickett had a higher ceiling than some of those other guys in the draft. I mean, I'm sorry, a higher floor. Like, he was starting further ahead of them, but maybe didn't have the ceiling that he maybe kind of was what he's going to be. But they've got a lot around him. It seems like they should be having better success. And so I know that, you know, this has been going on for a while where Steelers fans have had issues with Matt Canada. But Mike Tomlin has stuck by him. You just wonder, okay, how much longer? Again, this stuff that we don't know what's going on inside, but it seems like their offense never quite achieves up to what their potential could be. And obviously that has a lot to do with play calling and coaching.
Finally, in Dallas, everybody loves the way that defense has performed for the first 2 weeks. Do you feel like that's an indicator of just how dominant they can be, or do you have to take the opposition into account, a Giants team that trailed 20-20 against the Cardinals and obviously Zach Wilson of the Jets offense?
Yeah, I mean, it is. Look, it's impressive the stuff that we're seeing Micah Parsons do. We know that they've got stars at every single level, but you're exactly right. You got to take it with a little bit of grain of salt. Because it's not like they're going out there and playing world beaters. They're playing teams that have real issues, and they're about to play another one in the Cardinals, who are just a mess as well. So we're probably going to see another huge blowout, more dominance, but they are, you know, at a historic pace as they start out. They've only given up 10 points, and I think I saw a stat that there's only 5 teams in history then the first 2 games of the season have scored at least 70 points while holding opponents to a combined 10 points. So rare category there for the Cowboys, but we'll see what happens once they actually get to the meat of their schedule and they're playing formidable opponents.
Find Mike Jones at The Athletic covering the NFL and on Twitter at @ByMikeJones. Mike, good stuff, man. Thank you.
Thanks. You have a good one.
You got it. Mike Jones from The Athletic talking about the NFL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.